Frog, frog, don't try to seek them out. Frog, frog, frogs hiding all about. Grab, grab, grab their throats and wring them out, because there's no silence in the night.
If you're new to Arizona and you've experienced the frogs lately, yes, those are our Sonoran Desert Toads. There's actually 24 species of frogs native to Arizona, but this large one you see at night is called the Sonoran Toad, and it can get up to 7.5 inches long. You can find it just about anywhere under the elevation of 5,800 feet. Generally find them at night, especially during the monsoon rains. That's when they breed, is when they've got standing water. They don't usually breed where there's a constant year-round source of water. They look for cattle tanks. Maybe you've got, at our home growing up, the washing machine actually just emptied out into a side trough, and those were always full of frogs during the summertime. They are toxic. We lost a dog who ate one of the frogs. He may not have even ate it. All you really have to do is lick it. So make sure you keep your critters away from them. They'll eat just about anything that can fit in their mouth. Mice, lizards, spiders, centipedes, and the female will actually deposit up to 8,000 eggs in one breeding season. So they generally live underground the rest of the year. You won't have to worry about dealing with them or seeing them as soon as it dries up a little bit here in the next month or two. We're talking pictures, as it's the National Week of Photography or something like that. I don't know. But it's celebrating the 177th year that the camera was invented. So we had the True West magazine. It was January's edition. I've got September's edition of Arizona Highways in my hand now. And that best picture of Monument Valley on the centerfold, I will say, is just absolutely gorgeous. A picture like that, that's not something you generally just stumble on. This photographer was out there. He was set up. He was probably took 1,000 pictures that morning, but man, just a great shot of the sun coming up. One of the fun things about Arizona highways is the back picture. There's always a shot. Where in Arizona is this? Where in Arizona is this? And I, although feel I'm pretty well traveled throughout Arizona, I usually only get about 3 right a year. 1 in 4, 1 in 5, about once a quarter. I'm like, hey, I know where that one is. Well, this one, a spoiler alert, or if you want to enter to win, get your Arizona Highways magazine, and I'll give you the answer to this one. It's at Photo View. That's in New River, Photo View and 7th Street, right near where I grew up. Me and old Daniel Westfall used to always take our bikes down Photo View. It was right out of his backyard. We must have ridden our bikes down Photo View 1,000 times. That's not an exaggeration. Sometimes 4 or 5 times a day, making the loop around the neighborhood. But that's a pretty good view of. So if you've ever wanted to enter to win and never known where that was an easy one to give away. But just some beautiful pictures as you walk through. If you are trying to maybe bring some of the outside world to your kids, both of these magazines would be a great way to start, just picking them up and spending a few minutes talking through the pictures and talking about, especially on the True West, what life was like. I was going to say 200 years ago, but the camera's 177 years ago. So over the past 175 years in some of those places, or pick out an adventure to go to in somewhere in the state of Arizona. Of course, you've generally got pictures of the Grand Canyon. They've got a great aerial shot. Monument Valley, again, is a centerfold. It's northern Arizona. They still take you a couple hours to get from one to the other, depending on where in the canyon you go. I don't even know where this is. That's got to be somewhere up on the reservation near Monument Valley. But just take some time to go through it with them and get them excited, get them inspired, get them ready to go see something new and go on your little Arizona adventure. We talk about the Arizona Staycation. It's something that Sanderson Ford had put together. It's a vision Rosie'd had. They saw it. They loved it. They got on board with it. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, and right on the homepage, there's the Travel Arizona link. Click on it, enter your information, and once a month, we pull a winner just at random, and you get to go to Sanderson Ford, pick up your choice, your vehicle of choice. They have a lot that has all their test lot. So you could find anything at any one given moment, but generally it's always the latest, greatest vehicle. You can get a platinum truck. You can get a convertible Mustang. Well, whatever your vehicle of choice would be from the test lot, then you get to go anywhere in Arizona. We pay for the gas. We work with local. Well, we've changed that. I say anywhere in Arizona, but to better work out accommodations, we've partnered with different places around the state. So you can pick different destinations, I believe.
Yeah, you have to stay within the county. Like we did Cochise County last month, and which it starts with a C. What's the one this month?
Coconino.
No, it's not. Maybe it is Cochise.
I think there's only Coconino and
Cochise.
I could
just be wrong. I mean, that wouldn't be shocking.
Jennifer usually takes care of all those details, but regardless, you get a weekend Arizona staycation on us somewhere out on the road. Hopefully, it's someplace new to you. I always enjoy seeing someplace new, or if you're somebody that just likes going to the same place over and 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 over again, that's fine. We'll do what we can to help you enjoy that weekend on us. That's the Arizona Staycation brought to you by Sanderson Ford at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. That's Rosie spelt the masculine way. Rosie is a man. Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. Coming up in the next hour, we have local food blogger Joni Simon. The common theme you'll start hearing us transition through for the rest of the broadcast has to do with outdoor living. Because it's football season, it's going to be a little bit tailgate themed, but it's really just about enjoying the outdoors. We're getting right into prime time of Arizona outdoor season. A lot of people like the fall over the spring, especially Jay Harper. He says, yeah, fall, he always goes for fall. It can help a lot of different, we don't get a lot of leaf color and change, but man, it's just such a refreshment after the long, hot summer. So we're going to talk through how to enjoy it, starting off with tailgate recipes from local food blogger Joni Simon.